Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are glad you tuned in again with us. Scott's over there playing air piano again.
I am. I'm just excited. It's our seventh annual Tin Pan South preview show that we do every year with NSAI, and we got a terrific show. I mean, we're whetting your appetite for the upcoming Tin Pan South Festival. Passes went on sale a few weeks ago and sold out just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, listen, the festival runs from March 24th through the 28th. 10 days, over 351 to be exact, writers at a whole bunch of venues all over town sharing their hits and stories behind them. And one of the best weeks in Nashville, honestly. Don't worry that if you didn't get passes, don't worry about it, because you can still buy tickets at the door. So go to tinpansouth.com, find out where the shows that you want to go to are, and just go there, and you might be able to get a ticket and get in anyway.
Yeah, we're doing every year. We just bring in some of the writers that are doing the rounds and give you a taste of it. But you can join the fun in tonight, or you can join in the fun by logging on to facebook.com/TheMusicRowShow. You can go to Twitter at The Music Row Show or email us at mail@TheMusicRowShow.
That's a lot of Music Row
Show.
That's
a lot of Music Row Show. And by the way, we are the original
Music Row Show.
The Music Row
Show.
Yes,
that's right.
Not to be confused by cheap imitators.
That is true.
So, Hino, please introduce this fine-looking group of people we have here.
Absolutely. Well, continuing on with our Tin Pan South preview, we've got two hot and up-and-coming writers, which we're very excited about, and one veteran hitmaker with us.
I thought you were saying one old, worn-out.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah,
not talking
exactly
about you.
That's exactly what he's saying. Yeah.
That's how I heard it, Bryce.
Me,
wow.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Wow. And that's the end of the show. Good night, everybody.
It's been a long 22 years here, too, I promise.
Wow. Well, listen, we got Melissa Fuller joining us and Jeffrey East over here, both of whom I'm sure we're going to hear big, big hit songs from very, very soon. And Bryce Long, who you just heard from a second ago, who's had hits like Nothing On But The Radio for Gary Allen, Randy Houser's Anything Goes, and the current single for Randy Houser, Like a Cowboy.
So, killer song.
Oh, it's a
killer
great song. Yeah.
Number 3 right now on the charts.
That is true. So Melissa Fuller, Jeffrey East, Bryce Song, welcome to the Music Row Show.
Thank you.
Yay!
Glad to be here.
All right, well, we're out of time, but you guys, it was so
that
nice
was
of you to
awesome.
Come in.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll meet Clint back over at the bar. Though.
There you go. Okay, so real quick, and all three of you can answer this one. Take turns. What is your favorite Tin Pan moment? Is maybe the first time you guys ever went to a Tin Pan, even as just a spectator, and you saw something that just made your head explode. Do you remember that? Because this festival, for anybody who hasn't come to it, it is, you know, every night there's great songwriters playing all over town. And one week a year, it's all the hit songwriters all piling up on top of each other. It's crazy.
And then they're actually singing, too.
And they're singing, yeah. After, or before, or sometimes during. It's
That's
weird.
It's
Man,
weird.
I've done Tin Pan South quite a few, quite a few times, and man, I don't know if Sean and Patton Al are playing, but the world famous headliners, if folks, they better get to see that show.
Oh, that's
with Big Al,
they're
and
awesome.
Sean Kemp's one of the most talented guys in this town, and Pat McLaughlin as well, and it's just a great show. And I mean, for me, I think that's always a great show to see and catch those guys. So I mean, that would there was. People that were looking for something to do, I think that would be at the top of the list for me.
It's worth it just to see Pat Jitterbug the whole time. I mean, he is like
he's
one walking rhythm.
He's the coolest cat in town, I'm
he
telling
is.
You.
He is. How about you guys? Have you guys been to a show at Tin Pan or something that just you went, wow, I can't believe this?
Yeah. I was – this is Jeffrey talking. By
yeah. Hi, Jeffrey. Get on in that microphone.
This is not Melissa with a head cold. This is Jeffrey talking. But no, I was really fortunate. My journey in this music business started out with a man named Harley Allen.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
Harley was one of the first guys to believe in me. But I remember going to my first, like, Tin Pan South thing. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I had written a handful of songs, and he invited me to come. And I think it was at the Bluebird, and I was, like, his special guest. So here's this little boy from Texas via Kentucky coming down to Nashville. watching Harley Allen sing all these songs. Then he gets me up and I do a song and I'm like, this is crazy. And I've been in over my head ever since. But yeah, that's the biggest moment I've ever had.
That's awesome.
Really in Nashville. It's been pretty fun ride. So.
Yeah.
How about you, Melissa?
I mean, I just think...
Come on up to that mic. There we go. Yeah.
Last year, there were so many rounds that I saw where I heard a song that completely stuck out to me,
mm-hmm.
and it's on the radio now.
Right.
You know?
But
oh,
it was
wow.
like uncut. Or there was a few even artists that played last year, and now, you know, they got big old record deals and, like, their stuff's climbing up the charts, and they were just writers as of, you know, last year, or, you know, wannabe artists or whatever, and, like, in 1 year, everything changed for them.
What was the song?
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't one of mine.
Yeah.
there was a few. One of them, I think, well, I don't know if I can say, because the guy that sang it,
yeah,
they're doing this whole, like, publicity campaign
okay.
to not release his identity.
Oh, I see.
So it's a mysterious one.
I wow. see.
Will they get his name right on the check, you think?
Well, I bet they will.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like it's, an everyday record deal to me.
It's just
depends
us.
Depends on what label you're at.
Yeah, I guess.
That's right.
Was it that not Jake Owen guy on Twitter?
I wish it was. He's funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's my favorite.
All right, well, we won't tell. Yeah,
well, we can't. We don't know.
That's why we won't tell. Yes.
Melissa, nobody's listening. You can tell us. No, no, no.
It's a secret.
Why don't we see if Jeffrey will sing us a song?
Yeah. You think so?
Sure.
You would?
Do that, yeah.
All right.
Here's a song you've never heard. I wish that was a joke. It's funny. Like,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, plug that thing in right there.
It doesn't matter what festival I play at or where I am. I have the unique distinction of being the only guy on the stage that doesn't have a song you've ever heard.
That's not true.
I don't know.
We play a lot of festivals and nobody's ever heard any of ours.
Yeah.
I know I met you guys so much.
There you go.
And we've been listening to a lot of your music, so we're going to say, oh, I know that song.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, man. So here's a song I wrote with Bryce and I have a great mutual friend named John Rainey.
Yeah, man.
He's just one of the best guys in Nashville. He
Absolutely.
Wrote the Ty Herndon hit, Man Holding On to Woman Letting Go.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys should cue that up as one of my buffer songs. That's one of my favorites. All right. I didn't write it, but I love it that much. But yeah, we wrote this. Me and John and Walker Hayes were hanging out at Zavitz and Music Group one morning, and John was really off his game. And by that, I mean completely normal.
Right.
No, just kidding. He was a little out of sorts. I was like, John, are you okay? He said, yeah, man, I got into cinnamon whiskey last night. And I said, well, I don't even know what that is. I'm a Church of Christ boy. And so we proceeded to write a song about Fireball. So we wrote the song. We sent it to them. Fireball loved it. They had such a great marketing department. They sent us two boxes full of, like, flask hoodies, shot glasses.
Wow.
Like caps, T-shirts. Liquor? Everything but whiskey or money.
Everything but a check.
Whiskey or money.
Anything
yeah.
but a check.
So Fireball, if you're listening, I'm still waiting on that third box.
Yeah. It's just got held up in the mail.
Can you guys hear that all right?
Yeah.
Girl, your sweet hot shot of Fireball. Maker's mark ain't got jack on you. Well, don't waste a drop, you angel lover. Red devil dog, give me a second hand fix of something 66 proof. Say something spicy, woman. Let me get tipsy on them. Well, don't lick them, darling, just let them drip. Boy, I can't watch you sipping and not want to kiss them. Ooh, those cinnamon whiskey lips. I couldn't bring a guitar player with me, so y'all feel free to sing along if you want to. There, here it is, ready? That's really impressive. Well, I bet they taste like heaven and they burn like hell. I bet they're smooth. Shut my mouth with yours. Work your gypsy spell till I'm under the seductive influence of you. Come on, say something spicy, woman. Let me get tipsy on them. Well, don't lick them, darling, just let them drip. Oh, I can't watch you sipping and not want to kiss them. Ooh, your cinnamon whiskey lips. Yeah, play it, man. You got that. We got a guitar player here. Ready? Here we go. people out there are like, this guy's legit.
Say something spicy, woman. Let me get tipsy on them. Well, don't lick them, darling. Just let them drip. Oh, I can't watch you sipping and not want to kiss them. Ooh, your cinnamon whiskey lips. Keep going. Oh, your cinnamon whiskey lips. Oh, your cinnamon whiskey lips. Oh, your cinnamon whiskey lips.
Yeah, man.
Fun times. I forgot that you have that skill of playing like the mouth trumpet.
Oh, no, that's in later song.
Oh, yeah. I just
Oh,
played.
You ruined it for us.
Yeah. Oh. I've been in this town for a long time.
Spoiler alert.
And I'm still the mouth trumpet guy.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, because it's so good. That's right. Impressive.
He's the mouth trombone guy. You should get together. Yeah.
Y'all can start a band.
Easy now, Hino. This is a family show. So let's talk about, real quick here, you guys are great songwriters, and you've been here for a bit of time. Now, you're Wyoming, is that
right? Right, yeah.
Wyoming. Yeah. Now, okay, so let me ask you this. Coming here when you first moved here, how different was the reality of Nashville to your idea of Nashville when you first came to town?
I mean, I was so naive.
It was just like a TV show.
It was exactly like it. Somebody handed you a six-figure check.
I mean, that's really what I thought. Like, I thought the first time that I did the open mic night at the Bluebird, like, surely there's going to be a record label here and they're going to sign me. And, you know, no. There was, like, a whole bunch of people like me there.
Right.
And, I mean, the one thing that I didn't anticipate is how wonderful the people are that are in the music industry and the people that are songwriters and musicians and like what an incredible supportive community that it is.
Right.
So I think I got really lucky to meet some awesome, awesome, awesome people from the beginning, which kind of just helped set the pace for everything else. But I feel very, very lucky that there's so many good people in this town.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Very, very cool.
Well, Jeffrey, you actually come from a family of musicians. You kind of watched your folks playing and entertaining as you were growing up. How did that affect you and any advice that they gave you in all those years that kind of is helping you now?
Oh, man. I mean, I was literally born into this. Like, there's some sort of story where my due date, I think, was like January 7th or something, and I'm probably going to get this all wrong. Hopefully my mom will email in. I think she's listening.
Good. You're going to get your birthday wrong?
She can Twitter us.
And my sister's listening, too. They could all correct me on this. But apparently we were playing some convention, my family band was, in Texas. And they went ahead and kept the gig, in spite of the fact that my mom was on stage singing. And I was at any moment, because it was like a convention of doctors or something.
Okay.
So you figured you were in good company, right?
They kept the gig, you know. And I was 10 years old when Dad cashed in an early retirement and moved the family to the Nashville area, and then we went to Franklin, Kentucky from there. So we were close to Nashville. Sad part, but this is my story. Like, Dad got sick July 2005, and it was the stupid cancer, but it was crazy. That took place, and he passed away January 5th, 2006, and I started writing songs. And one of the last things he told me was, said, "Son, for God's sake, stay in school and keep writing." I stayed in school a long time, probably too long. I'd like to graduate eventually, but I did keep writing, and it's, you know, it's a dream generations deep for me. So, yeah, that didn't really answer the advice question, but I was literally born. And plus, I'm terrible at everything else. You could ask Starbucks, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, anybody that ever employed me. The list is a mile long. Yeah, true story.
This is brought to you by Temp Agencies Anonymous. And no, actually, we are brought to you this segment by our friends at Toyota of Cool Springs.
And they're hiring, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the Toyota of Cool Springs. Scott and I are both Toyota drivers. We always tell people that because we just love those cars. But more importantly, we love Toyota of Cool Springs.
Yep.
They're just a great dealership. They have unlimited miles and time, a warranty on all their cars, 3-day return policy. And unlike a lot of other dealerships, they're just very laid back. They don't pounce on you when you walk in the door. It's just a great experience.
Yep. And their service department is really second to none. They really do a heck of a job. My wife actually loves going in there because they don't talk down to her.
Yeah.
And, And so they do really good work. Check them out, toyotaofcoolsprings.com. Ask for George. He's the owner. He'll take really good care of you. And check them out. They're just good folks.
That's right. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with a whole lot more of our Tin Pan South Preview Hour here on the Music Row Show.
The right amount of apple in the moonshine, dirt on the road, gas in the tank, everything's in the right place. Your arm out the window, we're just going where the wind blows. With a kiss on your lips and a tan on your legs, everything's in the right place. It'll be heartbeat, every look that you get.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are doing our Tin Pan South Preview Hour, and that was Jeffrey East doing The Right Place. We just heard him do another great song.
Jeffrey, what's your website? How do we find you on the interwebs?
I just got one from GoDaddy.com, but sweet. I don't know how to build it.
But I can
okay.
find
so don't so go there.
Don't go there.
Okay, but you know, I'm all over Facebook, Jeffrey East on Facebook, and then at Jeffrey East is Twitter.
And Reverb sweet. Nation.
Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
All that stuff will take you to Reverb Nation and vice versa.
Okay.
I do my own publicity.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Nope. But yeah, I'm trying, you know. So.
Hey, you brought a CD. I mean, right. that's pretty good right there.
Melissa, how about you? Website?
Yeah, it's melissafuller.com.
Nice.
And I'm on Twitter and Facebook and sweet. All that stuff too.
So we've established that you're from Wyoming. We've established that your parents have just walked in.
Yeah.
And they're very nice. Now we need to get a beautiful song from you.
Okay.
No pressure or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not going to be beautiful.
I bet it will.
This is a song that actually just got recorded by Casey James and Katie Armiger.
Sweet.
They're putting it out as a duet.
Yay. All right.
I'm so excited. I just got to sit in the studio and hear like the final version of it, and it's just, you know, it's such a dream come true to hear two really great artists sing one of your songs, a song that I wrote with Chad Carlson and Joe West like 4 years ago.
Nice.
You know, and just thought, oh, just another song that's probably gonna sit and die in the catalog, and it got recorded. So
congratulations.
Very thankful.
Awesome.
This is called Let Love Have Its Way.
Always worn your heart upon your sleeve, so don't you think I see the way you're looking at me? We don't talk about the night we kissed, it's like it don't exist, but baby, it's not make believe. Let's just say chance we haven't been taken, and pray that we both feel the same. Why don't you and I just step aside and leave it up to fate, and let love have its way? Trying to figure out what this thing is. And even if we're wrong, we can't pretend that we're just friends, 'cause friends don't feel like this. Let's just say what we've been thinking, take a chance we haven't been taking, and pray that we both feel the same. Yeah, why don't you and I just step aside and leave it up to fate, and let love have its way. just say what we've been thinking. Take a chance we haven't been taking, and pray that we both feel the same. Yeah, let's just say what we've been thinking. Take a chance we haven't been taking, and pray. Its way. Let love have its way.
Yeah.
Melissa, you got a standing ovation out
That's
there.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Right. And why don't you introduce your guitar player? They're playing along with you there.
Justin Ostrander. He's a wonderful session player.
Nice.
Just thankful he could join me tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out, Justin.
Very, very good.
We have Bryce Long
here. Yes, we do.
And, you know, it used to be my favorite song of his that got cut was Anything Goes When Everything's Gone. Not anymore. This Like a Cowboy is just a beast. I find myself singing it all the time. So congratulations on that, Bryce. We're glad you're here.
Appreciate it.
And welcome to the Tin Pan Preview Show. Let's talk about that song, if you don't mind. Talk about writing it, and was it meant to be? Because, like I was talking during the break, it's like nothing else on the radio. It sounds like something that was like a classic 90s hit song. Were you guys going for that kind
Thanks,
of a sound?
Man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, no. Honestly, it was Randy had left his record deal that he was at and was just getting signed. I don't think he had actually signed full-fledged on with Stony Creek at the time, but he was knew he was going to make another record and was wanting to, wanting to write some songs for the new record. And he came in and Randy and I had written quite a bit
sure.
together. I mean, Anything Goes introduced us. I wrote that with John Wiggins, and it was Randy's first single. And then through that, we kind of got introduced to each other. And I went out on the road with him and wrote some songs for the second record and just became friends. And I am such a huge fan of him, man. I don't know anybody else on radio that has that kind of voice. I mean, he's just phenomenal. I mean, it's just as good live as it is on the radio, you know, when you hear it on the tracks that they cut. I mean, he's just the best singer I think we got. And this song really, opened up who Randy is. And I mean, he said, man, I want to write a song that's, and he referred to the Garth Brooks records. You know, Garth always had a rodeo cowboy
that's
song
right,
on
yeah.
his records, you know. And so when he came in that day, we were writing, he said, man, I want something like that. And this song just kind of took, took off. And of course, Randy's driving that huge melody that you hear because, I mean, it's just him as a singer. And,
right.
We didn't finish it the first day. We kind of got back together and finished it, but it was one of the first things they cut for that new record over there. And he kept telling me it's going to be a single. And they'd go the first one, the second one, the third one. I was thinking, oh man, you know, I hope that they don't pass all, you know, this record onto a new record without coming out with that song. And he kept telling me they wouldn't because he wanted it to be, you know, I mean, he wanted it to be out there. I mean, he knew it was going to be a kind of a challenge at radio, but it was one that he wanted to, you know, he wanted to fight because he believed so much in the song. And thank goodness he did. And it was a huge record for him. It's been 42 weeks on the charts and just been a big success for him. We didn't get into number one because of Blake. You know, he's hard to get by. But
jerk, Blake.
But,
Blake.
You know, I mean, hey, it's
really,
it's, that's part of it. I mean, that's part of being a writer in this town. You know, you do the best you can and then, you know, you just leave it up to the good Lord. And man, I'm totally thankful for where it landed and what it is because it's, I mean, to me, it's exactly what Randy wanted to do and what he wanted to say. And it's just, I mean, it's who he is. So I was glad to be a part of it.
Very cool. Well,
we'd love to hear something. I mean, maybe even that one if you feel like it. But
do whatever you want, though.
Can you hear me? Is my guitar up?
Yep.
good luck to me. Every time I fall, I get back up again. Since my saddle up, find me another wind. Let it take me anywhere it wants to go. Another one-horse town, another damned old rodeo. I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steal your heart away like a cowboy. Hang my head like I'm here for a while, kick off my boots and drive you wild like a cowboy. Hey, baby, you know I can't stay long. You wake up, I'll be gone. Till then I hold on like a cowboy. I keep your picture tucked inside my old head. It brings me love. I need a bunch of that. And this midnight winding road runs through my blood. Can't give it up like I said I would. And I know it's hard on you, but like I always do, I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steal your heart away like a cowboy. Hang my head like I'm here for a while, kick off my like a cowboy. Hey, baby, you know I can't stay long. You wake up, I'll be gone. Until then, I hold on like a cowboy. Like a cowboy. Every time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and find me another wind.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Man, oh man.
Thank you, so Randy good.
Oh, man, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with a whole lot more of our Tin Pan South Preview Hour here on the Music Row Show. Stick around. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Jeffrey East doing People Gonna Talk. That's a great tune. We're doing our Tin Pan South preview show, and we got, of course, Jeffrey East with us, Melissa Fuller, Bryce Long also joining us in this hour. And we kind of twisted Jeffrey's arm during the break, and we said, please play us another song. And
we braided his beard.
We braided his beard. We offered to anyway. He turned us down.
Which is best.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, they didn't offer, and if they had, I so would let you
do. Oh, next break.
This beard needs some love.
Yeah. What you got
thank
for us?
For playing those songs. The right place
coming up to that mic
earlier,
there.
The right place you played earlier, and then that song I wrote with a really good friend of mine named Jake Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
He's like 23. I think he turns 24 this next Thursday.
Oh,
yay. Happy birthday, Jake Mitchell, if you're listening. But he is one of the most incredible young writers I've ever met. And I can say that now that I'm 31.
Yeah.
But
ancient.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. But he's really something else. And this song here I wrote with him, actually, I cried a lot. And he let me write this song with him, and it meant a lot. There we go. Here's a real country music song right now, folks.
Wow. Even the writers were crying.
So. Can you guys hear that all right? Am I turned up good?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, here we go. It's called Message. I feel sorry for the next heart that falls for her and has to pick up the pieces that I left behind. I hope that someone has the patience to give her back everything she used to have before she was mine. I'm leaving messes everywhere I go. I'm finding new ways to hurt everyone I know. I can't seem to learn my lessons. Here I go again with my good intentions. Self-destruct and downright reckless. Someone's always cleaning up my messes. I'm just my father's son. Yeah, that's what I tell everyone, as if that's excuse enough for doing what I do now. I know someday I'll hit my knees, bow my head and beg and plead for the Lord to forgive me for shooting angels down. I'm leaving messes everywhere I go. I'm finding new ways to hurt everyone I know. I can't seem to learn my lessons. Here I go again with my good intentions. Self-destruct and downright reckless. Someone's always cleaning up my messes. I'm leaving messes everywhere I go. I'm finding new ways to hurt everyone I know. I can't seem to learn my lessons. Here I go again with my good intentions. Self-destruct and downright reckless. Someone's always cleaning up my messes. Someone's always cleaning up my messes.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. We're going to be back with more of the Tin Pan Preview Show here on the Music Row Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Truck, put the pedal to the metal, start slinging some mud. When the sun goes down, we're gonna have us some fun. We're gonna have us some fun.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're doing our Tin Pan South preview show, and that's a little more Jeffrey East doing Party at the End of the Road, which I believe was your very first song placement over there on CMT on Redneck Island.
Yes, it was.
Come on up to that mic there.
Yeah, a show called Redneck Island, and I had my mom watch it. Just... Oh,
oops.
God.
Oops.
A lot of scandalous activities going on there.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but I was really blessed to have that. That was pretty cool.
Awesome. That's congratulations
that
on that.
My buddy John Ramey. So, John, if you're out there, we just got played in WSN.
You sweet. So, we have y'all here for the Tin Pan Preview Show. All of you are playing at different times at the Tin Pan South Festival, which starts this Tuesday. People go to tinpansouth.com. And check out the schedule and find out where Jeffrey East's playing, where Melissa Fuller's playing, where Bryce Long's playing. And in the meantime, we just have a little bit more time, so we're going to try to squeeze two more songs out of this. So, Melissa, hit us.
Great.
All right.
Well, this is a song called This Is How You Loser. And it was the first time that I got to sit in the writing room with somebody that was, like, genuinely one of my heroes. So his name's Travis Meadows. And
yeah.
I was like sweating bullets, you know, before the session. Like, I don't even know what I'm gonna possibly say or like bring to this, because everything that comes out of his mouth is just prolific. And he has so much soul and just an incredible story, incredible man. But really thankful to have got to write this with him and just play for you. This is how you lose her. You let her walk away. You don't know how to stop her. Wouldn't matter anyway. This is what it feels like when there's nothing left to say. Words are left unspoken, and nothing takes their place. Kiss is a losing motion, and years turn into moments you let slip away. So slow that you don't know. Give yourself some space. Friends turn into strangers, and then it's just too late. Kisses lose emotion, and years turn into moments you let slip away. So slow that you don't. That way.
guys, melissafuller.com.
Yes, sir.
Bryce, you got a website or?
Yeah, somewhere.
All right.
BryceLong.com, maybe?
Yeah, no, it's Bryce Long Music, I think.
Bryce Long Music.
I think, man, I can't keep up with that stuff.
We just Google you.
BryceLongMusic.com. Thank
All right.
There we go. We'll
now, is that www.BryceLong? Just checking. We're running short on time, so why don't we get a song out of you,
Bring
Bryce?
Bring us home, Bryce.
Can I see that chord, man?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Might be good to plug in.
It's a G.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
While he's getting ready, you guys, TinPanSouth.com, NashvilleSongwriters.com. We love Tin Pan South. We love that it's a fundraiser for this great organization. So go to the shows, even if you don't have a pass. Go and get tickets to the individual shows. And we'll be out and about all week long. Look forward to seeing you there. And all right, Bryce.
Normally this time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a goodnight kiss instead of one more beer. Never take a second look at the blonde across the bar, much less invite her over or let things go this far. But anything goes when everything's gone. Give a jam whether I do right or wrong, so bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. Another morning after, a crazy night before, and I'm searching for my blue jeans on a stranger's bedroom floor. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Hell, I don't feel a thing. I'd wake her up and say goodbye, but I can't recall her name. Anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I do right or wrong. Bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. If you'd have left a single thread for me to hold on to, I'd have one good reason not to do the things I do. But anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I do right or wrong, so bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. Yeah, anything goes. Everything's gone.
Yay. All right. Well, that does it for another great week here on the Music Row Show. Tin Pan South all this week, Tuesday through Sunday. TinPanSouth.com, NationalSongwriters.com.
And don't forget the MusicRowShow.com. Check us out and we'll see you real soon.
Hey, we got Bruce Coburn next week.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
There's that minor little detail, so you definitely want to check that out. We'll see you next week on the Music Row Show.